I'm speaking today with Harris County Attorney Vince Ryan. Vince, thank you very much for talking to me today. You were elected to this office in 2008, and I distinctly remember from your campaign then that you said you were going to be a watchdog and not a lapdog. So let's take a look back on the 4 years that you've been in office and tell me how you've fulfilled that promise. What have you done in office to be a watchdog?
Well, I think it's clear that we've been very proactive in sitting down and reviewing operations of county government and making sure that they operate within the law. Our motto of the office is of service to all according to law. And county government is democracy 101, where we've got all these different elected and appointed officials, but who are limited to what the law says they can do, either federal, state law, or anything in one of the key cases says necessarily implied therefrom. And we are the arbiters, often, of what that law actually gives them authority to do. We've sat down with virtually every elected official, viewed operations of virtually every elected official, might add most of whom are Republican. The sheriff and I are the two non-judicial countywide elected officials. The rest are Republicans. And I think that generally county government is operating very well now.
Okay. So, and, you know, in what way is it operating differently in your office and in your purview of county government? In what way is it operating differently than when you took over?
Well, let me first talk about our office, and we'll talk about county government in general. Our office, what we've tried to do is bring it in to the highest level of efficient operations, which has been extraordinarily important because our budget is approximately 20% below what it was the day I took office. Our staff is 20% less than when I first took office. And actually, the staff for everything except our child protective services is down more than 30% because with the budget cuts of the commissioner's court, again, the county government commissioner's court controls our budget. And they've got to give us a reasonable budget, but what's that? So we're cut 20% over when I first took office, but we, in good conscience, could not downsize the staffing and child protective services. So we took all the heads in the other, now about 55-60% of our office is non-child protective services. So we've maintained the level of service to county government people in Harris County with far reduced resources. At the same time, I would argue we have improved the culture in our office because we, instead of having a system basically where there was no pay schedule based upon experience or responsibility, we now have a standard pay schedule. They had no personnel evaluation system. We have a personnel evaluation system, both a traditional manager giving evaluation of subordinates, but also a bottom-up system that gives us anonymous feedback by how well the managers are doing. So we have now, and we've tied our standard pay system to responsibility and time and service so that people can have some predictability about the careers in the office of Harris County Attorney's Office. We're also in the process of consolidating. We had people, Child Protective Services, out in Moorworth, where it was somewhat useful for the department, county department out there, but since most of their work is downtown in the courthouse, we're moving them into Congress Plaza, our building, same time moving the law library from first floor, and I might add the Commissioner's Court gave us responsibility for the law library since I took office, moving from the 17th floor, where it's an afterthought to most attorneys and non-attorneys, because as soon as it's the people of Harris County's law library, moving to the first floor with the old jury assembly. And hopefully we're going to make it into a very interactive, proactive county law library. So we've done a lot of things administratively. At the same time, I think we've been very proactive in improving county government generally. County government, again, is limited government. So we've been very proactive in working with county officials, reviewing their operations, and improving those operations, making sure that they're operating according to law. Where necessary, unfortunately, there have been times we've worked with the district attorney. This county, of course, Charles, you know, the county attorney is a civil attorney for county government, and then the district attorney is the criminal prosecutor for county government with misdemeanors and felonies. That system of division is quite unusual in the state of Texas. Just very few counties have it. Even those counties vary depending upon the statutory authority of the county attorney. We have probably the strongest statutory authority in the state. So we've been very proactive working with our partners all through county government, county commissioners, district clerk, county clerk, tax assessor, collector, even the district judges we represent sometimes, depending upon the matter, and being proactive in doing that.
Since, as you know, the county attorney is the civil attorney for county government, one of the things that your office does is file civil cases against various miscreants in the county, and ones that stand out to me has been cases against industries that have been polluting, and also against some of the so-called sexually oriented businesses. Tell me a little bit about what those actions are about, and if there's any other type that I've missed.
Well, we have been, as there are public nuisances. There's a whole list of public nuisances that are violations of the law. The two most dramatic are environmental, and secondly, sexually oriented businesses that operate either without proper licensing or allow criminal activity to go on inside. First, environment. Of course, we were long working with the EPA. We are the lead on the San Jacinto waste pit, and we're still working on that. There's a cap on it, and anybody that drives along I-10 can see all these white rocks. It's a containment of the dioxin residue that's been dumped there over the years by International Paper Waste Management, their predecessor company. We are working still with EPA to get that site completely cleaned up, meaning removing the dioxin, which pollutes the water and goes all the way down through the bay, contaminates the fish. That's probably the most dramatic one. We've had several very aggressive activities going on in the environmental area on polluters, ground polluters, runoff into streams like Vincent's Bayou, Pasadena. We've been very proactive there, and I take great, well, I hate that word pride, but our lead environmental attorney, Rock Owens, has been in this office over 30 years, says we've done more in the last 3.5 years in the environment than we've done since the last day Mike Driscoll left office. So we're very, very active, and for everything that gets the headlines, there's probably 10, 15 different actions where people know. One reason is why the San Jacinto site is so important, because it segues into, on the other end of it, the sexual oriented businesses. Your readers may have seen that we are now aggressively pursuing treasurers. We just got a court ruling from Alexander Spooks Hogan in appeal to the federal court, basically telling them to stop allowing criminal activities on their property and requiring a whole host of other things that I think the federal court will kick back down to the state district court and her order will prevail. But basically making sure that this huge activity, treasurer on Westheimer, does by their own admission $20 million a year just in liquor sales, that they don't allow prostitution, they don't allow sexual activity, they don't allow drugs, that don't allow any criminal activity to go on.
Okay.
Those are extreme of that.
Okay. Now, the county attorney's office is primarily civil, but you are involved sometimes in various types of probes that may become criminal probes. And right now I'm thinking of the activity going on in some of the constable's offices. Can you talk a bit about what your role is in that?
Well, we are the attorneys on a day-to-day basis for, again, all of county government, which includes the 8 constables of Harris County. Excuse me. One of the things we have done over the course of the last, really, 2 years is review the operations of constables. And in that review, we have focused on a couple of constables that have huge operations of each of the constables' offices. In fact, had things like joint telephone conferences all at the same time. One, of course, that's in the headlines right now is Constable Trevino's office. And we have worked, I'm not at liberty to go into it, but we have worked very closely with the district attorney's office, and right now it's being reviewed there.
Okay.
Can't go into the particulars of it because it's ongoing.
Sure, I understand. I mean, your office issued a report on the constable's offices a few months ago, and as I recall, County Judge Ed Emmett was a bit critical of you for taking as long as you did in releasing that. Can you speak to that?
Well, we were very the written reports that we issue, and I might add, we have shifted from, we try not to use the word investigation because it confuses again the public in the division between the civil attorney for county government and the criminal prosecutor, the district attorney. Investigation has a connotation of criminal investigation, even though it might be a civil activity. So we call our reviews that we issue publicly reports. But as I pointed out last week in a discussion on this very topic, that the even when you find things that might be of concern from a criminal standpoint, again, we make all those kinds of things available and actually bring to the attention of the appropriate public official, in the case of the district attorney's office, and might have criminal connotations. But at the same time, we continue to do the day-to-day work that any elected official has to do. Contracts, day-to-day advice about personnel matters, day-to-day advice about the parameters of their authority. So it's a very challenging balance to make sure that it doesn't in any way overlap with, say, a criminal review. And that's why we've established, I think, a very, very good relationship with the district attorney's office.
Okay. There was another place that I recall recently where in the county judge's State of the County address this past January, he made reference to ethics and the progress that the county has made or tried to make in improving its ethics standards. There's apparently an ethics committee that hadn't been meeting that he wasn't aware about. And again, he spoke about...
He actually got the committee appointed. But the problem with ethics committee, and we told him this day one, is that, again, county government, and my typical stump presentation, I think you've heard it, and many people in public have now, because in the last 3.5 years I've probably spoken to 300 organizations, at least Rotary Clubs, Chambers of Commerce, Citizens Group, Super Neighborhoods, name it, try to get out several times a week. And I talk about the contrast. As you remember, and a lot of people remember, I spent 6 years on city council. After I spent 7 years in county government, leaving as Mike Driscoll's first assistant. So I talk often about the contrast between the strongest strong mayor form. Bill White emphasized that all through the state of Texas when he was governor, and across downtown, county form of limited government. The two extremes of local government in America are right here in Houston, Harris County, Texas. And what's important about that is that while the city has a lot of authority to set, I was one of the leaders on campaign finance for the city. I was a leader on council about meaningful, realistic term limits, not what we've got now, but realistic term limits, because the city, where they haven't been preempted by the state or federal law, can create law. The county can only create laws when state or federal statutory authority gives them the authority to do so. So we're limited government 101, and with that carries a lot of responsibility in an office like ours as civil attorney for county government. So one of the things we alerted Judge Emmett about having ethics committee was that that committee would only have authority that's allowed by ethical considerations under state or federal law. They couldn't make up or enact ethical requirements that go beyond what state or federal law already mandates. Now, I've personally offered to the county judge that if he has particular areas that he's interested in, especially since the county judge, and you might remember, Charles, 1994, I was the Democratic nominee for county judge. And so I have a special affinity for the job and challenges of being county judge. But, again, there's no independent authority for the county to independently commissioner's court or the commissioner's court with a panel of other county officials to enact ethics requirements beyond what the state already limits public officials in the county. So, long answer to a very short question.
Okay. One of the more recent activities your office was involved in had to do with the way the election for Harris County Department of Education was run, where the tax assessor's office didn't provide the proper boundaries for the precinct HCDE members, and so the primary in May was run under the old boundaries. Ultimately, there was a lawsuit that was filed by your office at the request of the HCDE to... Well, I wasn't actually. Now that I'm not really sure what it was asking for, but that lawsuit has since been dismissed. Also, at the request of other stakeholders involved in this, give me an overview of what happened, what the legal issues were, and what your opinion is of how it was ultimately disposed of.
Now, I don't have that file directly in front of me, so with the caveat being that I don't have the file in front of me. The basic issue was what you just pointed out, that and it was a relatively small number of precincts were included that should not have been included. At the same time, certain precincts were not included because the boundary lines for the HCDE district members are the same as for the county commissioners. And Don Sumner's, the tax assessor collector, admitted that this was an error that his office made, was they used and transmitted to the county clerk lines that were the old lines. So in the first round, as you may remember, Jarvis Johnson came within a few votes of winning. Erica Lee came in second. So there was concern there that what if the proper boundary lines had been used? Some people were disenfranchised. So we were asked if what we thought, and the best is to get a federal court to sanctify ongoing election or to rule that it was a minimalist situation. Long and short of that is other people joined in, initial reaction of the federal court, and get out to have filed directly in front of me, was to allow the election to go on. And in the runoff that was held in that race, everything went quite easily. So once that happened, there was no need to go further with the lawsuit because the appropriate boundary lines were used in the runoff. And while there's been some discussion, as I understand it, from losing candidate Jarvis Johnson, that so far nothing's happened. So we dismissed that lawsuit because there's no ongoing controversy.
Okay.
It was a mistake, and we've been assured by the tax assessor collector and the county clerk that the appropriate lines not only were used in the second round, but will be used in the future.
Okay.
It's always of a concern when there's weak district because that condition.
Well, this was, as you said, subsequent to the redistricting that was done of the county commissioner precincts. There was a lawsuit filed by a number of local plaintiffs alleging that the redistricting that was done for Harris County was done in a way that didn't conform properly to the Voting Rights Act. Without getting into the details, can you give me an update on where that litigation stands and when we should expect, you know, further action on it?
Well, that litigation is ongoing, but what we had done here in the county attorney's office is one of the checks and balances of the county government. This is a statutory provision enacted back in the 1990s. If the county attorney chooses outside attorneys, but the commissioner's court has to approve the contract with the outside attorneys if we think we need outside attorneys. And just a little history, that was the basis by which Mike Driscoll back in the early 1980s when I was here before, we had to sue the Commissioner's Court and Malcolm Fulbright University to solidify the authority of the county attorney's office to choose outside counsel, not the Commissioner's Court. That was an issue, again, interesting enough, back in those days about public finance issues like that. Long and short of it is, we had offered to Commissioner's Court redistricting Andrews Kerr, big law firm in town, the attorney on the district, Gene Locke, former city attorney, and a noted attorney, Bob Colley, another former city attorney, partner along with Gene Locke and Kerr, or Keith Bickerstaff out of Austin, which had just done the city's redistricting. The county chose, Commissioner's Court chose Andrews Perth, and since this is obviously something very of great interest to the county commissioners, they're the ones that decide upon the boundary lines, they hired Andrews Perth. We then hired Bob Heath of Heath Bickerstaff to advise us in the county attorney's office. So it's a very particular, very highly specialized area of law, redistricting. Because as you know, looking at all the different population numbers, how it affects minorities, different groups of minorities, depending upon how the redistricting is done. So we wanted to be Harris County Attorney, independently elected in service of all according to law, that what the commissioners decided upon was within the parameters of the law. When they made their final decision on the boundary lines for the commissioner precincts, Bob Heath agreed that that was within the parameters of the law. So when the lawsuit was filed, we felt comfortable, Harris County Attorney Vince Ryan and his office, that the boundary lines were within the parameters of the law. Bob Heath has advised us if we have progressed with the county in defending the lawsuit filed by the Texas Democratic Party. So that's a long answer to a very short question, but the reality is that we believe in Harris County Attorney's Office, what was decided by Commissioner's Court and now being defended in court by Andrews Kerr, is within the parameters the law allows district.
Okay. 2 years ago, the Justice Department, I believe, sent some observers down to Harris County in response to complaints about intimidation during the election. And you played a role in that, in telling the party chairs, you know, what to do to make sure that their poll watchers and whatnot were acting legally. What's going on in this election?
Well, there are a lot of things going on this election, and I hesitate to allow any partisan bias I might have, but Vince Ryan is up for re-election on November's ballot. So I have, and I think my subordinates here in the Harris County Attorney's Office would agree, is I ask them all day long on any of these questions dealing with the election to make sure that Vince Ryan is not being subjective, but as objective as possible in reviewing and agreeing and urging our staff to be very proactive in working with the county clerk, who is the person who conducts the elections by and through his office, Stan Standard, that this election take place in the most positive, proactive, legal way possible. So we are in constant discussions with Justice Department, with the county clerk, any and all interested parties, to make sure that this election is conducted in a highly ethical manner. But we're prepared. In fact, we're doing a video, and we're working with the county clerk doing videos to make sure that the election judges, election clerks, any workers, any people who are observing or working in the election or working for the candidate or the party, that everybody understands what the law is. We will have on election day, we actually have a team that starts with early voting, a team that is there to answer questions that might be posed by any election judges and the lesser extent, just because of time, any and all person, people in Harris County are in question. But it's a challenge. And again, one of the things I've tried to urge my subordinates is don't let Vince Ryan be subjective about this. Let's be objective as possible.
Okay. What are your goals for the next 4 years if you are reelected?
Well, one is to continue to expand our compliance efforts. Deed restriction enforcement is one of the things we didn't talk about, but that was one of the things that used to be done quite a bit in this office, and we're doing it again to increase and continue to increase the collections of public monies owed to Harris County, whether it's toll road fines, whether it's fines because of polluters, whether it's just general collections. We want to continue to increase the numbers of those collections. Last year, we had the highest amount ever collected outside of taxes in Harris County by the county attorney's office. At the same time, make sure sexually oriented businesses are conducting themselves according to the law. Moving forward every day, make sure that the day-to-day representation of county government officials and employees is done in the highest standards, and that's the day-to-day challenge. At the same time, working again with, we have to anticipate the budget isn't going to necessarily be any better this coming year than it was this year. But how do we do more with presumptively less even next year while we're operating with 20% less budget than almost 4 years ago when we took office? So we're trying to do all these things at the same time. Hopefully we're going here in the next month. We'll open up the new county law library on the first floor of this building, make it much more of a destination, an afterthought. We're working with our association to have a very vigorous pro bono program in that law library, like virtually is done in every other major law library in the state of Texas. So basically continue, as say the motto of the office is of service to all according to law, to continue that mantra, to continue those goals of being the attorneys, people of Harris County by and through their elected
And when people go to vote on November 6th or during early voting, why should they vote to give you another 4 years as county attorney and not your opponent?
Well, as I've said, the day I started running, my idol as a public official is Mike Driscoll, county attorney for 16 years. I was his first assistant, worked for him for 7 years, and he set the gold standard of county attorney in Harris County, Texas, in an ethical, professional manner. Of course, Mike came from a long line of people involved in public service. He was a justice of the peace before he became county attorney. So my goal has been, since the day I started running in 2000, to be the second best county attorney this county's ever had. My campaign people get mad if I say that, but it's true. Because if I can be almost the county attorney Mike Driscoll was, now Mike Driscoll, he's my treasurer. Tells me, and he has Parkinson's, by the way, reading 26, but he is a great public servant, and my goal is to continue my striving to be the second best county attorney this county's ever had in my
All right. Vince Ryan, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for all the great work you do in informing the public.
Thank you.